You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about how they use the internet. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to H, which main use each speaker describes. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I find it really useful to help me with schoolwork, especially when we're doing geography or history projects. I know people of my parents' generation used to spend hours in the school or the town library finding the information they needed. My dad said the information was almost always out of date. The internet is fantastic. I've always found what I'm looking for. The only problem is that sometimes there's just too much stuff to get through. One of my friends said she'd once spent 5 hours looking for information. You've just got to know when to stop.
Speaker 2.
I'm addicted to my computer, mainly as a way of keeping in touch with people. It's just so easy to talk to your friends. At the moment, I'm chatting to my older brother who's in Thailand. He's told me incredible stories about what he's getting up to. It's almost as good as the phone, and it doesn't cost anything. I've started talking to a few people I don't know, but I haven't made any new friends like that. I think it's a bit scary, the idea that you can get to know someone like this and then call them your friend. You don't really know anything about these people. I mean, everything they say could be lies.
Speaker 3.
I use it for various things. You know, the obvious ones like emailing, getting the latest news, but at the moment mostly for buying things. The thing is, I really don't enjoy going shopping in town anymore. It takes me half an hour to get there on the bus, and the shops are always really crowded. I buy all kinds of things from websites. Like last week I bought a DVD, a new pair of jeans, and some makeup. It's so quick and easy. You just click on what you want, put it in your basket, go to the checkout and pay with your card. And most things don't take long to arrive. I said I'd show my brother how to do it tomorrow.
Speaker 4.
Music, definitely. It has to be music. That's about all I use it for, really, apart from occasionally checking the sports results. It's fantastic if you're into music of any kind. I go on some of the music sites and download all kinds of music files straight to my smartphone. It's so easy these days. I can't afford to pay, but I don't download anything that you're supposed to pay for. I know some people do. The music industry's trying to crack down on the illegal downloading. They say they're losing sales because people aren't buying CDs anymore or paying for downloads. I reckon they're fighting a losing battle.
Speaker 5.
I use it for all kinds of stuff, but at the moment, mainly catching up with programmes I couldn't watch first time round for some reason. It's incredibly useful to be able to do that. Most of them you can still get for up to a week after their first broadcast. The quality's not quite as good on my laptop, but at least you don't have to wait for ages until they repeat the broadcast. And of course, you can pause programmes and fast forward them so you can avoid the adverts.
Speaker 1.
I find it really useful to help me with schoolwork, especially when we're doing geography or history projects. I know people of my parents' generation used to spend hours in the school or the town library finding the information they needed. My dad said the information was almost always out of date. The internet is fantastic. I've always found what I'm looking for. The only problem is that sometimes there's just too much stuff to get through. One of my friends said she'd once spent 5 hours looking for information. You've just got to know when to stop.
Speaker 2.
I'm addicted to my computer, mainly as a way of keeping in touch with people. It's just so easy to talk to your friends. At the moment, I'm chatting to my older brother who's in Thailand. He's told me incredible stories about what he's getting up to. It's almost as good as the phone, and it doesn't cost anything. I've started talking to a few people I don't know, but I haven't made any new friends like that. I think it's a bit scary, the idea that you can get to know someone like this and then call them your friend. You don't really know anything about these people. I mean, everything they say could be lies.
Speaker 3.
I use it for various things. You know, the obvious ones like emailing, getting the latest news. But at the moment, mostly for buying things. The thing is, I really don't enjoy going shopping in town anymore. It takes me half an hour to get there on the bus, and the shops are always really crowded. I buy all kinds of things from websites. Like last week, I bought a DVD, a new pair of jeans, and some makeup. It's so quick and easy. You just click on what you want, put it in your basket, go to the checkout, and pay with your card. And most things don't take long to arrive. I said I'd show my brother how to do it tomorrow.
Speaker 4.
Music, definitely. It has to be music. That's about all I use it for, really, apart from occasionally checking the sports results. It's fantastic if you're into music of any kind. I go on some of the music sites and download all kinds of music files straight to my smartphone. It's so easy these days. I can't afford to pay, but I don't download anything that you're supposed to pay for. I know some people do. The music industry's trying to crack down on the illegal downloading. They say they're losing sales because people aren't buying CDs anymore or paying for downloads. I reckon they're fighting a losing battle.
Speaker 5.
I use it for all kinds of stuff, but at the moment, mainly catching up with programmes I couldn't watch first time round for some reason. It's incredibly useful to be able to do that. Most of them you can still get for up to a week after their first broadcast. The quality's not quite as good on my laptop, but at least you don't have to wait for ages until they repeat the broadcast. And of course, you can pause programmes and fast forward them so you can avoid the adverts.